Bonjour. Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
Today I have the pleasure of speaking with Marine Caban from Cognac Richard Delisle. How are you doing today, Marine? It's going great, Taylor. Thank you. You? So, who are you and what do you do at Cognac Richard Delisle? So, I am Marine Caban. I'm the sixth generation of the distillery Caban, who is the owner of the brand Cognac Richard Delisle. I'm in charge of all things marketing, communication, and I also help out on the production side of things next to my father, who is our cellar master at Richard Delisle. What cognac will we be tasting today? Today we'll be tasting the Richard Delisle XO Grand Champagne, which is one of our signature products in the entire range at Cognac Richard Delisle. It's a cognac that's 100% Grand Champagne that was created 30 years ago and hasn't really moved since. We're using the same lot of eau de vie, the blend. That's a cognac, that's our signature cognac. And for our listeners who may be only getting their first introduction to Richard Delisle, can you give a quick presentation of the brand and also the range of cognacs proposed today? So Cognac Richard Delisle belongs to the Distillery Caban. It's a brand that was created in 1834, originally by the Mitterrand family. And it was my great-grandfather, after the Second World War, that bought the brand to develop our own brand of cognac, which we now know today as Cognac Richard Delisle. In our range of cognacs, we have one part that is we call just the bottles, and another part that we call the decanters. The bottle range just has a very standard VS, VSOP, XO cognac. And in the decanters, we have an XO Grand Champagne, which we're tasting today, and also a Club Cigar cognac, which is a special edition. And does Richard Delisle have its own vines? Yes, so we actually have 72 hectares of vines situated in Bourg-Charron, where we're based, next to our family house, which is also the location of our offices and the distillery. So we have vines that are partly in Petit Champagne and also partly in the Fambois. And so the vines that are in Bourg-Charron, is that Petit Champagne or is that Fambois?
Oui.
The vines in Bourg-Charente are in Petit Champagne. So if we come back to this XO Grand Champagne cognac, how would you describe the style of this cognac, if there is a style? Yes, of course. I would say that it's a rather elegant cognac. We did go for a spicy style, but we still want to stay elegant. It's got a really nice length, easy to drink. In those times where it's cold out and we're cozy next to a fire. So a second ago you mentioned that there, in this decanter range, there's an XO Grand Champagne, which we're tasting, and the Cigar Club. What are the differences between these cognacs? And more specifically, what was the intention of the master blender when creating this XO? The idea precisely was to create a cognac with a nice balance between price-value ratio. So we want something with good value, but also something that stands out by its spiciness. So as I mentioned, it's a spicy cognac, but still very elegant. We wanted a cognac that can bring pleasure to a maximum number of people. That means, so we wanted a product that stood out for its good quality and a profile that's just slightly different, and I would say it's that spicy elegance. And so if we talk about age of this cognac, can you say what the age of this XO Grand Champagne is? Yep, so it's a cognac that is 30 years old. It's a blend that's existed for 30 years now, and it hasn't really moved since. We're using the same lot with the same number of eau de vie, different eau de vie. So yeah, the age is without a doubt 30 years. And in terms of distillation, was the distillation performed with the lees or without the lees? Yes, there was a distillation on the lees, but it was a small amount of really light lees. So the goal with this was to bring some structure, but not to bring weight or heft to the cognac. So yes, there was a little bit of lees during the distillation. Okay, I understand. So for you, the lees bring a little bit of structure to the cognac, but not any richness or weight necessarily. Yes, exactly. Sometimes the lees can make the eau de vie a little bit heavier, richer, and we were really going for something that has a little bit more structure, but we have to keep that nice overall a cognac that's really soft and supple. And how much time did the eau de vie in this blend spend in new oak and then in old oak? So actually, the eau de vie never spent any time at all in new oak. They were aged exclusively in really old barrels. The first 10 years of the aging period, the eau de vie aged in barrels that were 10 to 20 years old. And for the second part of the aging, the eau de vie were moved to barrels that were roughly 30 years old. So exclusively old oak.
Wow, c'est très intéressant.
Very interesting. Normally, when I ask that question, the response will be, you know, 6 months, 8 months, 12 months in new oak. That's quite incredible. So what is the impact then of aging this cognac exclusively in really old oak? Well, it was entirely the wish of our cellar master, who wanted to obviously bring a touch of oak to the cognac, but not the touch that new oak brings. And new oak can have such a strong impact on an eau de vie right away. And the master blender did not want that. So the idea was to have a cognac that's elegant and nice and round, but we didn't want it to be too marked, too impacted by new oak aromas and flavors. For the cellars, are we talking humid cellars, dry cellars? Oh no, the Chai for this cognac was aged exclusively in Bourg-Charente, right next to the Charente River. It's very, very humid, and the ground is not even cement, it's dirt, it's earth. And yeah, we can't be closer to the water. Very humid cellar. And are there any additives, for example, some caramel or sugar added to this cognac? Well, today we don't add anything. But because as I said, this cognac exists since 30 years, and it's the same lot, and it hasn't really moved for 30 years, at the very, very beginning, 30 years ago, a tiny bit of sugar was added. So today, if we were to measure it, there would probably show tiny traces of sugar, even though today we're adding nothing. We're adding nothing to our cognac. So let's move to a tasting note. How would you describe the nose of this Richard de Lille XO? So on the nose for this cognac, we call them fruits confits. It's like jammy fruits. Of course, we get spices, since that was exactly the profile that we were going for. I would say definitely cinnamon spice. And also there are a little bit of notes of cacao. Of course, there's a tiny touch of oak. That touch is really positive. It's a small touch of oak. Yeah, so on the palate, we have a lot of the same flavors that we found on the nose, or the notes from the nose. So it's got a palate that's really fruity, of course, spicy, and it's warming in a way. And there's this taste of, it draws you back. Not sure how really to explain this, but it's when you have a sip, it invites the next sip and the next sip and the next sip. Okay, so one last question. Because you mentioned in the decanter range, there's the XO Grand Champagne in the Cigar Club. How would you compare these? just so that our listeners can situate themselves between the different offerings in this range of cognacs. So we definitely have three profiles that are completely different. The XO Classic, let's call it, is really an XO light, fruity, and really it's got this different profile because it was distilled with zero lees whatsoever. Whereas for the XO Grand Champagne that we're tasting today, it's got that spicier profile. So it's definitely spicier. And I wouldn't say it's stronger, but it's got a touch more character. And then for the XO Cigar Club, that was specifically designed to be tasted while enjoying a cigar. So we've really got these cigar box aromas, chocolate aromas, a spicy cognac, like the XO Grand Champagne, but everything is just amplified, those spices. So the end of year holidays are upon us. I imagine many of us are going to be having long extended family dinners with cognac, maybe at the beginning, during, or at the end of the meal. So do you have any recommendations to pair? I would say the ideal for this cognac is to enjoy it as a digestif, so after the meal, next to a nice Christmas tree, next to a fire, in any kind of like mood or ambiance that's really cozy and warm. Also, I would say that it can be tasted with a couple drops of mineral water. Some people really like that profile by adding the mineral water, but at room temperature, not cold, because we don't want to change the temperature. Also, I would say it's classic, but with chocolate. Really works very well. So thank you very much, Marine. Happy holidays, and hope to see you very soon.
Merci, Taylor. À très bientôt.
Au revoir.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. All bottles of this calendar can be found on cognacexpert.com. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir.